All right, so I just want everyone to know, I lost a fight with my sink this morning.
Excuse me, what? You lost a fight with water? With soap?
No, it started innocent. I said the classic dangerous sentence, I'll just quickly do the dishes. And the dishes heard that and multiplied.
Of course they did. That's the rule. The moment you add the word quickly, your kitchen becomes a live studio audience sitcom.
I turned on the water, two plates in the sink, and somehow three pans, four bowls, and a pot from 2016 just spawned out of nowhere. I blinked and my entire counter was like, hey, we live here now.
Funny, be honest. Did you knock the water sprayer thing and blast your entire shirt, the floor, and a random wall that wasn't even near the sink?
This made me laugh, because yes, of course I did. One tiny angle wrong, and suddenly I'm doing a slip and slide audition in my own kitchen.
And somewhere in the chaos, you discovered the one mysterious fork that has been haunting your sink for, what, 5 days?
Five? Arthur, that fork has seen things. That fork has been there since I don't even remember what meal it was. It's part of the family now.
The ghost of leftovers past. That fork is legally a roommate at this point.
Let's keep it fun today, because if you are currently staring at your own haunted sink, you're not alone. Welcome to Laugh Vibes Daily, your daily dose of fun, laughter, and evidence that basic household tasks are secretly boss battles.
This is chaos, and I love it. Today we're talking about how doing anything at home turns into a full sitcom episode. Dishes, laundry, groceries, all of it. Many boss fights.
And I'll be here, as always, representing common sense that nobody actually uses. I'm gonna keep claiming everything can be solved with one labeled drawer and basic logic, while fully ignoring my own chair clothes mountain.
Okay, wait, what? You have a chair clothes mountain too? I feel seen.
Everyone has a chair. If you say you don't, you're just calling it something else. Temporary storage, outfit ideas, fabric sculpture.
I prefer the term horizontal wardrobe extension.
All right, Casper, calm down. We'll get to the chair chaos. First, we need to fully roast my dish skills.
Yes, please. I would like to file an official complaint against your technique.
So picture this. It's night, it's quiet, I walk into the kitchen like a hero. I put on some music, I'm like 10 minutes in and out. I turn on the hot water, feeling powerful. I put the first plate under the stream and instantly burn my hand.
Funny. Step one in the Casper household method, boil your own fingertips.
You know you can adjust the temperature before you shove your whole hand in, right?
I don't know who needs to hear this, but when the water is too hot, I just suffer. I don't fix it. I just stand there like improvise, adapt, overcome.
Why are you like this?
Interesting, but wrong. That is not how faucets or basic self-preservation work.
So I'm burning, I'm slipping on soapy water, the sprayer has already attacked me twice, and in the middle of all this, I drop a spoon, just a tiny spoon, and somehow it hits every plate, every pan, a glass, and the counter like a percussion solo.
kitchen Jenga. The second anything metal hits the sink, the entire dish pile is like, we've chosen violence.
From a physics standpoint, you created a chain reaction disaster. You stacked everything vertically, then introduced a destabilizing spoon event. That's on you.
This is too funny to be real. And then the final boss, the Tupperware avalanche. I opened the cabinet to put one container away, and like 30 lids just kamikazed onto my face.
Tupperware is actually the most chaotic thing in any home. None of the lids match. You have one container and 11 lids, and none of them are soulmates.
I don't see the problem. The solution is obvious. Throw all of it away and start a new life. Become a person who only eats off one plate forever.
Honestly? Tempting.
Okay, but you think Casper's dish chaos is bad. My worst enemy is groceries.
Oh no, here we go. Kate versus the grocery bags, round 12.
Listen, I will absolutely risk my entire skeletal structure to carry every single bag from the car in one trip. Do not offer help. Do not suggest two trips. No, I have my fingers halfway purple, arms shaking, a bag strap cutting into my soul, but I refuse to go back outside.
So you would rather dislocate a shoulder than walk an extra 20 seconds?
Yes, correct. Because once I sit down, it's over. Those last four bags, they're living in the trunk forever. I'm not going back.
Hold on, let me laugh first. Because I do the same thing. I'll hook like 9 bags on one arm, a giant water pack under the other, bread balanced on my head, keys in my teeth, door barely open.
And then the bread falls. The bread always falls.
From a logical perspective, this is fascinating. You both would rather turn into a collapsing shopping cart than make 2 calm trips. Humans are wild.
You say that like you don't do it too.
I do. I just judge myself while I'm doing it. It's called balance.
Okay, new mini scene. Picture this. You win the grocery war. You get inside, you put everything away, and then you open the fridge.
Fridge? Science? Experiments?
You see a container. You don't remember putting it there. You don't know what's inside. All you know is it's growing its own ecosystem.
At that point, it's not leftovers. It's a research project.
No way. Because you open it and the smell hits you like a villain monologue. You slam it shut immediately and say out loud to no one, "We're gonna deal with that later." And then you never do.
You just keep moving it around the fridge. New groceries go in. You carefully scoot the container of doom to the side like, "Excuse me, Professor."
At some point, the expiration date isn't a guideline. It's an anniversary.
Okay, hear me out. Every home has at least one of these. A haunted fridge container, a junk drawer, and a mystery stain on the floor where you're like, "We don't talk about that."
The junk drawer is the final boss. You open it and immediately regret being alive.
Contents of every junk drawer: 3 pens that don't work, 1 pen that works but is sticky for no reason, a key to nothing, a rubber band that's going to snap the moment you touch it, and 47 loose batteries.
Don't forget the one mysterious cable, the one that feels important. You have no idea what it connects to, but you're scared to throw it away.
Yeah, because the second you do, some device is gonna die and whisper, "You needed that cable."
That cable is the soul of the house.
All right, now that we've attacked dishes, groceries, and junk drawers, we have to talk about laundry. Specifically, the art of forgetting laundry in the washer.
Oh no, that smell, that very special smell.
So I'll start a load at like 9 p.m. I'm feeling responsible. I'm like, look at me, I'm an adult. Washer finishes, it sings a whole little song, and I go, meh, I'll move it in 5 minutes.
You are lying to yourself in HD.
Next time I open that washer, it's 2 days later, and the clothes have an attitude.
They smell like regret, like you had one job.
Technically, at that point, you're just washing the same sadness over and over.
And then you have to do the shame rewash. You add extra soap like you're apologizing.
You're like, I'm so sorry, guys. I'll fold you right away this time. And then you don't?
Bold of you to assume folding occurs at all. I thought the official method was move clean clothes from the dryer into a laundry basket, then live out of the basket until everything is dirty again.
Arthur, please stop. I feel attacked.
No, that's accurate. My laundry system is just a rotation of clean-ish pile, cleaner pile, and we don't talk about that pile.
Speaking of systems, I've prepared something. I'd like to introduce my fake, very serious document, the official household efficiency manual.
No way! You made a manual?
I'm scared, but also, go on.
Section 1. Chaotic Behaviors Ranking. On a scale from mildly unwise to full sitcom, we will now rate your home habits.
Okay, I'm ready. Roast me scientifically.
Number 1. The chair clothes pile. This ranks at high chaos. You insist the clothes aren't dirty, but also not clean enough for the closet. So they live on the chair forever.
It's not a mess, Arthur. It's a visual reminder of outfits I might wear. Someday. Possibly. Maybe.
Interesting, but wrong. Official ruling, the chair is a second closet you're too scared to admit exists.
I feel like my chair heard that and just sighed.
Number 2. Fridge mystery containers. Ranked at medium to high chaos. These are leftovers that have transcended time. You will not eat them. You will also not throw them out. They exist purely to stress you out when you clean.
It's like a haunted museum piece. On your left, we have the pasta of 2023.
Guided tours through my fridge would be wild.
Number 3. The junk drawer. Ranked at maximum chaos. No one knows what's in there. If you reach inside, there is a non-zero chance you'll pull out something from a previous life.
And you still won't throw any of it away, because what if I need this random screw in 2041?
I'm not buying that I'll ever need it, but do I still keep it? Yes, absolutely.
Finally, behavior number 4. I'll just do one quick thing, which is what started this entire episode, ranked at Guaranteed Chaos.
Yeah, because one quick thing somehow turns into reorganizing the entire house at 11 p.m.
You go to wipe one small spot on the counter, and then suddenly you're deep cleaning the fridge, alphabetizing spices, and crying over expired salad dressing.
I maintain my original position. Everything can be fixed with one labeled drawer. Maybe two.
Okay. Since we're pretending to be organized adults, I think it's time for fake life hacks. Useless ones. The worst advice we can possibly give for household chores.
Oh, I'm ready. Let me go first. Here's my terrible life hack. If you don't want to fold laundry, just lay the basket on its side and call it a floor dresser. You now live in a modern, minimalist, unacceptable situation.
Nope. But also, yes, that's actually my current system.
Here's mine. If you're afraid of the junk drawer, simply create a second junk drawer. This will not solve anything, but it will double your denial capacity.
That's evil. I love it.
All right, my turn. If you keep forgetting laundry in the washer, just start calling it marinated clothes. That way, when you rewash them, you can pretend it was on purpose.
That's incorrect.
That's illegal, but also I'm stealing it.
Bonus bad hack, if your dishes keep piling up, simply buy more plates. Eventually, you'll run out of cabinet space and be forced to confront your life choices.
Why does that sound like something someone has actually done?
Because they have. And if you're listening and feeling personally attacked, we love you. It's fine. We're right there with you.
Seriously? If your home feels like a low-budget sitcom half the time, congratulations, you're normal. The sink, the junk drawer, the laundry chair, the marinated clothes, we all have some version of it.
Yeah, we joke about common sense, but real common sense is just realizing nobody has it together all the time. And if they say they do, they're hiding their junk drawer.
Exactly. So be nice to yourself about the chaos. It's just creative storage. That's what we're calling it now.
Creative storage is such a good phrase. I'm absolutely going to use that the next time someone comes over and sees my chair of clothes. I'll be like, oh, that? That's my creative storage installation.
Modern art. Very exclusive.
Limited edition. Only available in this one corner of the room.
All right, before we go, we want to see your harmless chaos, your sitcom moments, the stuff that makes you go, how did a simple task turn into this?
Post a funny photo or a little story of your household chaos on social media. Your junk drawer, your laundry mountain, your cursed fridge container, whatever makes you laugh.
Tag the show so we can find it. We might read some of our favorites in a future episode and scientifically rate your chaos level.
Let's keep it fun, keep it light, and remember, we're all just trying our best in houses that keep trying to become sitcom sets.
This is chaos, and we absolutely love it.
And if anyone asks about the mess, just tell them it's not clutter. It's creative storage.
Stay silly, stay happy. We'll see you in the next chaos.